It's the Rokan Show with Anna DeBlantis right here on 720 WGN. It's a Tuesday, not a Monday.
Got to keep reminding ourselves.
You know what that means?
It means it's Kevin's Love Life Tuesday.
It means tomorrow's Wednesday, and tomorrow's a very important day in Kevin's life.
It is.
It is.
Really?
It is day one of the Kevin Powell dating game.
Oh, boy.
We have two lovely young ladies coming in to vie for your affection.
Oh, they're actually coming in?
Yep.
Oh, sure. This is exciting.
They will be in studio with us tomorrow.
Will they be in little boxes? And then he picks one or two?
This is so much fun.
Oh, like the date. I'm like, gosh, at first I thought that got weird, but you're talking about like the dating
game.
Yeah,
I don't mean we're going to like cut them in half or anything. Oh, and now, Kevin.
We're putting them in small cages.
Skills.
Yes, and then they're going to. No, Kevin doesn't get to choose.
No, we're doing all the work.
We're doing the choosing.
But I mean, will he be in the same room with them? It's kind of weird.
Nope. He's going to be up in his little box.
He should sit in the between them.
Nope. They're going to sit in here with me and Anna, and then you guys are up on seven in your little boxes. So you're going to be able to see them only by camera.
Well, wait. So they'll be in a box too, as I stated.
Can we stop talking about boxes?
But you know what? The listeners need to see them too, so you can just put them on camera.
Well, they should be on camera. But does anyone else vote that Kevin can't see them?
I want to be able to see them.
Oh, you'll be able to see them.
But on the dating game, isn't that?
Yeah.
They didn't get to see them.
You'll see them on camera. It'll be good.
Okay.
Maybe afterwards.
I personally think he shouldn't, because that's the way life should be. But
well, and also,
exactly.
And also, as you know, in the dating game, they didn't get to meet him until after the question answer period, right?
But then I believe then they always have a chaperone with them wherever they went.
They went to Puerto Vallarta with them. Yes,
you
there was always
the chaperone.
A chaperone.
I think
can
we
I be the
need
chaperone?
To go. Yeah, yeah. We need to go with them wherever they go.
I have this all worked out. You people, do you don't understand what
we
I have done here?
You're a game show host. Go ahead.
Yeah,
right,
no.
So what happens?
No, I've killed a lot of those pilots too. the idea of this, the idea of this is that we, week one and week two, we bring in two women per week. We've got four finalists that we found out did not have criminal records.
Mm-hmm.
And so of these four, we're going to put two in this Wednesday, tomorrow, and then two in the following Wednesday. And then the final Wednesday.
The two winners face
collide.
Off.
Yes.
And then
so it'll
what?
Be the first, the first, the 8th, and the 15th.
And then when the person, when we
then he gets to make
down.
A decision between the two that we have already chosen for him.
Oh,
this is
he
like
decides ultimately.
This is like an arranged marriage. This is like what you read in the back of the newspapers on Devon Avenue.
Will there be a rose ceremony?
A row ceremony is what there will be. That's what
nice.
It's going to be. And then they go on a date. They're going to go on a date, an all-expenses-paid trip to the northwest side of Chicago. They're going to go to Little Bucharest for a romantic dinner.
That'll be so fun.
With Bronco Podrometic.
Do you
as
get to
the,
break plates?
Yes.
You'll at least be liquored up for sure.
Yes. You get to break. Each person gets to break a plate. Just you get to throw it. Hopefully she doesn't throw it right at you after the date.
They'll be drinking and dancing.
Yeah, need some of that holy water from Bronco.
It will be videotaped, correct?
Sure.
Absolutely.
The listeners are going to really need to see that.
By the way, I haven't agreed to any of this.
Wait, whoa, Kevin. Come on.
What do you mean you haven't agreed to this?
Well,
I have your contract right here in front of me.
I have a contract?
Yes, you have a contract right here
cool.
in front of me. Yeah.
It's a love contract.
Yeah, did you?
Oh, nice.
I have this contract right here, and you only half ripped it up. So,
Are you down or not, Kevin?
I could tape it right back together
what
right now.
What are you going to do, Kevin?
All right, let's do it. Sure.
All right, okay. Yeah. So that's
I'm a team player, guys.
You are, all right. For sure.
Anything for the team.
That's how it's going to go. So I'm just saying to you, that's how it's going to go. So this is just, and listen, it's one date. What's the word? You get free dinner out of it.
Are any of the contestants from the, anybody who texted in last week, photos
None of
themselves?
Your business.
No, you don't get to know.
Tomorrow's contestants are Kate and Layla.
Ooh.
Layla. Kate and Layla. Although when you hear this music, you always think about the, it's like a murder scene in, I think in at least one, if not three, Martin Scorsese movies.
Can we know anything else about the contestants?
We'll learn all about them tomorrow.
Awesome candidates, just so, everyone knows.
Any Redbirds? Fear the Bird? Illinois State?
Yeah.
I don't think we work it that way.
Bonus points.
We didn't
there.
Ask that question yet.
We don't ask about compatibility or if you guys like the same things.
No.
It'll be all about us.
No.
What we like.
It's going to be three women and me. making the decision here.
Mm-hmm. What could go wrong?
Do
that
we each
great.
Get to ask a question?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Happens.
Yeah, okay, they're going to have to go through the full PILAC investigation. We bring Judy in like in Law and Order at the end. Mm-hmm. You know, she's like Madam District Attorney when she arrives.
Good cop, right, bad cop.
Right. What do you people have?
She knocks over the coffee.
Right. I'm my suspect right here.
So do I? I don't get to ask any questions.
Nope.
But do I get to respond or give any sort of feedback?
You can participate.
Chime in a little bit.
If they ask you a question, you can answer a question that they ask. You don't get to ask any questions.
Yeah, but you don't want to ruin it, Kevin, because what if you talk and then they're like, no? So just keep quiet.
Thanks for the confidence, Vila.
I'm just giving
you a little
advice.
Yes.
Kevin's a catch. Right. I mean, you know, this is going to be...
Make sure I do some curls for the girls tomorrow morning.
Get
nice jacked up for this.
Right.
Yeah, it's
gonna be helpful. Breaks into push-ups mid interview.
One arm push-ups. Hold on, move my camera down so you can see me. Hold on. Yeah. He's gonna have Adam Hogue do the push-ups for him though. That's what he's gonna do. Oh my god. Oh yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh yeah, no, it's gonna be fun. I think you're really gonna like it. I think you're gonna enjoy this.
I mean, what can go wrong?
Yes. I don't know if they're gonna enjoy it. I hope they're gonna enjoy it. Because these you know, young, beautiful young women, by the way.
Accomplished. They have a lot going
on. Well, are
on
they?
In
because
lives.
This is, I mean, they have to take off work or something for
that
this,
That was
right?
a problem, actually. That's true.
They have, one of the reasons we've had some trouble with, because we had a number of people apply mm-hmm. for this.
Right.
And then we also had a number of mothers apply on behalf of their daughters.
And those we weren't so sure about.
Oh, well, not actual moms
The moms actually turned out to say, you know, I thought Kevin would be perfect for my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Which is the kiss of death.
But my daughter doesn't want to do this on the radio.
Why not?
Yeah, so we had like, I would say a clear half dozen of those. So where the daughter's like, Mom!
Yeah, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Well, I'm not going to go on the radio.
And what time is this tomorrow? At 5:40? Is that when we're doing it?
This is it. I think, time is it tomorrow? Jeff, where's Jeff? Is Jeff
He's
up there by you?
He's running into the studio, so he'll let us know.
At 4 o'clock straight up? 4:10. 4:10 tomorrow. Or as we like to call 4 o'clock straight up, 4:10. We're not very precise around here, as you could tell.
So, Kevin, are you excited about this? Or you feel a little bit like you're not so sure? What's going on?
I'm excited. I think there's a lot of potential here. I'm interested to see... I'm interested to see the questions you guys are going to be dishing out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm sort of nervous about.
Mm-hmm.
Just crossing my fingers. There's some redbirds involved. Fear the bird.
You think we're going to embarrass you?
What does that have to do with anything?
Because they're redbirds. It's bonus points.
Redbird for you? They're choosing you, pal. This is, you know, at least until tomorrow and Wednesday, next Wednesday.
Anything you don't want us to ask?
No.
Whoa.
Feel free to fire away.
I see what you're doing there. I you know what? Sometimes Anna is like, she seems so lovely and innocent,
you know,
and everyone says, oh, there's an evil thing.
You gotta ask the right questions, and then so sometimes.
Because that'll be the first thing she does. The first thing Anna does. Kevin, is there anything that you don't want me to ask? Oh, please don't ask about this mole on my back.
Okay,
if Kevin's got a mole on his back, would you still go out with him?
If I said there was a question I didn't want you to ask, what do you think the first question Ro would ask tomorrow?
No, it'd be Anna.
Might ask it. Anna's I might. I wanted to know if there were areas that were uncomfortable.
Nah, I'm good. Fire away.
Okay.
Right. Fire away.
Okay.
I'm so excited.
I'm already a ruined man. I'm this damn segment.
Mom! They're doing a dating game with me!
I don't want to go to work.
Poor Kevin.
Mom, call Ro and tell him I'm sick!
Oh my gosh, there's a new entrant.
Nice.
Oh, no, she's too late.
Too late.
She's too late.
It's too bad.
It's too late.
Well.
Missed out on a good thing. Mm-hmm. Snooze, you lose.
It's quite the competition, though, Kevin, for your
early
affection.
Bird gets the worm.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Gosh. Yeah, they do.
Okay.
All right.
I didn't.
All right. He's got the potion and the motion. When I'm feeling low, when my love starts to flow. He's got the power every hour. He's the reason why my face is all aglow. Just one kiss from his lips is like taking vitamin C. Oh, you. It's Kevin's new thing. Dr. Love. Here we go. Dr. Love. All right. It's tomorrow at 4 o'clock. 4:10. Be here tomorrow at 4:10 to hear the Kevin Powell dating game as we try to set our young man up with the love of his life.
Does he get to meet the successful candidate tomorrow afterwards, or do we still hold off until
the
finals?
No, that's not until the finals. Because he get to meet, because he doesn't get to ask any questions tomorrow. It's the worst kind of dating game. It's sort of, we're sort of the Guantanamo of dating games. It's
who knows? It could be a very successful way of picking somebody for Kevin.
Well, there's people who are, in the arranged marriage world, that their families, where people go, this worked out so much better when other people picked. And this is what's going
to
happen.
Do we have to ask those dating game-esque kind of questions?
Yes.
Like if you were on a desert island, what do you bring?
Yep.
Kind of animal would you be?
Yep.
there were some weird ones.
I'd be a tiger. I'd be a tiger.
Oh, that's right. They always try to turn it sort of sexy.
Yeah. I'd be a gorilla in the Cincinnati Zoo. Too soon?
Oh, Rome.
Oh, man.
Be fun.
Yeah.
4 o'clock tomorrow. Can't wait.
Yeah, it's going to be something.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I always talk about this millennial thing with you guys. Mm-hmm. Did you see this story today that on The Wire? It's F you, I'm not a millennial. Mm-hmm. There's a problem with the millennial, with what the generation is that is actually the millennial generation now.
Right. Some of the older people in the generation don't want to be associated with some of the younger people in the generation,
right.
Correct?
Or they don't feel their experience is the same. Like someone who's 37 and someone who's 24.
Right. It's 80.
They have totally different experiences.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, that's always been the case with all these things. Like baby boomers. I'm on the cusp of baby boomers and Generation X. I'm technically Generation X because I was born in 1964 is theoretically
the cutoff.
That cutoff. So baby boomers were 44 to 64, 63. And then Generation X was 64 to 84.
Mm-hmm.
Haters gonna hate.
And
I mean,
millennials are technically 84 now, and they say to 84 to 2004. And there's a lot of people born in 1984 that are like, I'm not, what are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 32 years old. I'm not gonna be.
2004, so 12 year olds are part of millennials?
In theory. I mean, depending on what you look. Now, here's the thing. So Greatest Generation was 1930 to 1946. And baby boomers were 46 to 64. Generation X, 65 to 84. Generation Y, who knows what the hell that means?
That's sort of, it overlaps with millennials and Generation X a great deal.
And that is like 1975 to 74 to 2004. And millennials are 82 to 2004. And now the next generation, these kids being born today, we haven't decided what to call them yet.
Isn't that weird?
We don't know anything about them.
Why don't they trim these generations up a little bit?
I think you kind of need that, don't you? Because
I'm not associating myself with a 12-year-old. We're completely
different
in every way.
A 37-year-old, probably. Right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't know if they're different yet. They'll own you.
We're all so unique.
Actually, myself and 12-year-olds both live at home still, so maybe we are a little bit more similar than I thought.
12-year-old, Mom, where's my juice box?
And she's like, which one is that? Is that Kevin? Or
the little Timmy. 12-year-old little Timmy.
Who said that?
Where's my Totinos?
Maybe we are the same. Who am I kidding?
Yeah. Sounds a little bit. Maybe.
Pocket. What are the hot pockets, right?
Yeah. Oh, the pepperoni and cheese ones.
Where's my hot pocket?
Mm-hmm. Bagel bites.
Yeah, Mom, I want my hot pocket too.
Shut up, Timmy. They're mine.
You both burn yourself on them because you ate them too fast?
That's the worst.
Cheese dripping down on your chin.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Coming up to the.
We've solved that.
This has been really. We could lose our license for today's show if it was read the wrong way.
I think tomorrow could be dangerous, too.
Yes, it undoubtedly
if
will
I had
be.
To guess.
Here is going to be. Mr. Sapels is going to be with us in the 6 o'clock hour. So is Mr. Skilling, and God help us.